Today we are the crowd of people who hasten after Jesus, seeking healing in our brokenness and our weakness. Today he is our shepherd. An old man had a beautiful dream in which he and Jesus were walking along a sandy beach. And in the dream he was able to look back and see two lines of footprints in the sand, one made by him and the other by Jesus. And as he began to continue to walk with Jesus, the man mentally looked back over his entire life, all of the major events. And it was only after his reflections had taken him to his conversion to Christ that he noticed a curious thing happening. One set of footprints would disappear whenever he thought about a particularly painful event in his life. And he protested to Jesus and said, "You promised me that if I would be your disciple, you would never leave me. Why is it then, when I was hurting the most, when I needed you the most, there is only one set of footprints?" And Jesus replied, "You know that I love you, and you know that I will never leave you. When you were hurting the most, when you needed me the most, there is only one set of footprints, because it is then that I carried you. It was then that I carried you." It has been said that the risen Christ appeared first on Easter Sunday morning to Mary Magdalene, because of all the people, she was the one who needed him the most. The scripture tells us that Mary Magdalene is a woman with very real problems. And one tradition states that she was a woman of the streets, a prostitute. At any rate, her life had been in shambles. She needed the healing help of Jesus Christ. And at some point in her life, he came to her while he was still alive and began to speak to her at her very point of need. At first, it was very difficult for her to respond. But in that musical play, Jesus Christ Superstar, she sings, "I don't know how to love him. I don't know how to love him." The situation for her must have been extremely difficult. But more and more, as Jesus had continued to speak with her, she began to experience the resurrection power of God present in her life. She discovered that speaking with Jesus was bringing hope out of her despair and wholeness out of her brokenness. As time went on, she began to be caught up more and more in his discipleship. The longer this went on, the more she discovered the need that she had for him. It continued to grow ever deeper. She recognized that in this life, the victory is never fully won. She remained close to him and to his disciples all the way to the very foot of the cross, where for her, the pain of loss was excruciating. She wondered how she could possibly continue living without him. And that is why on that first Easter morning, she was hurting deeply. She was lonely. She was desperate. It was then, as she stood at the tomb, weeping the bitterest of tears, that the risen Jesus now came to her in her need. And And immediately, once more, she began to experience the resurrection power of God in her life, transforming her sorrow into gladness, transforming her deep despair into a healing kind of hope for the future. She understood what Jesus had taught in his lifetime. The blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the persons who know that they are broken, who know that they need healing, who know that victory in this life is never, ever fully won, but who know that they need Jesus to assure this final victory, that the life of the risen Jesus dwells within our spirit. It is so true of all of us. In our journey through life, we coast along so often whenever we are able to feel secure because we feel the things are going our way. Our life, we feel, is running smoothly. And then the walls begin to simply cave in all around us. It's something like the woman, the mother of 6 children in Darlington, Maryland recently. She had been next door visiting. When she returned home, she went into the living room, and there, on the new carpet, she saw 4 of her smallest children gathered around something in which they seemed very fascinated. And in closer examination, to her total dismay, she discovered that her 4 little children were gathered around a family of skunks. And in her horror, she screamed, "Run, children, run!" Whereupon each child grabbed the skunk and ran. That's how it is in our lives. When something unexpected happens that throws the curve, it gives us that sinking feeling, that same feeling of a living room full of skunks, that kind of knowledge that no matter what it is we're going to do next, it's going to make things simply worse. When that happens, and the situation simply gets out of control, we always feel like praying with the psalmist, "How long, O Lord, will this go on? How long? I need you." That's exactly why all of us need the presence of the risen Jesus in our lives, just as much as Mary Magdalene did at the tomb, at the Easter morning, in her loneliness, or as the crowds did in today's Holy Gospel. Jesus saw the crowd of people in their need, in their hunger for the Word, and the Gospel said Jesus pitied them, for they appeared like hungry sheep without a shepherd. Especially when you have that feeling of being like a sheep without a shepherd, especially when you sense a deep need of hunger of spirit, it is then above all that Jesus has pity on you and comes to you in unexpected ways with an intensity that is deeper than his ordinary dwelling within you in spirit. Jesus comes to you in unexpected ways. Perhaps in a moment of prayer, perhaps through a word of a friend who tries to give you good advice, perhaps through an event at work. With a deeper intensity, the Spirit of the risen Christ, who always dwells within you, makes that presence felt with deepness you had not faced before. We must learn to be alert to the unexpected ways of the Lord's coming. We also notice in the Gospel that whenever we have a story of a person or of people who do experience his resurrection power, of God coming into their lives through Jesus, we discover that these people set out immediately to share that experience with other people. That it's vitally important that we take that lesson. But we need to understand that when we experience the risen Christ in our lives and our needs, giving us life, giving us new power, that we must not try to keep it to ourselves. Because if we do that, we will lose it. But if we share our resurrection experience with other people, it will remain with us. That is the paradox of the Gospel. We cannot keep what we do not share. We cannot keep what we do not share. Can you be any less eager to share your experience of the risen Christ in your lives with your own brothers and sisters who you discover are like sheep without a shepherd, who are hungry for the word? Your brother or sisters who are hurting by the structures of society around us. Your brothers or sisters who desperately need a word of healing from you. A word that will bring the transforming resurrection power of God into their lives. Can you be any less eager to walk with your sisters and brothers when they are in need, leaving one set of footprints behind all along the way, your own, as you carry them?